There are things that we experience but never talk about. A shadow moving in a corner. Flickering of the lights. A disembodied voice. We invite you to talk with us. Share your story. Share your evidence. Because this isn't just your story. This is our story. This is Ghost Box Radio.
Ghost Box Radio on AM 950, where every week we talk about the paranormal, ufology, Bigfoot, or just the unusual. My name is Greg Bakken, and thank you very much for joining me today. Adam, you might have wondered why I was a little bit later today, but I have to admit it's because I went to the state fair first, because I thought that's where we were broadcasting from, and I was solely disappointed that we weren't broadcasting from the state fair today.
I was too, because I really could have used some cheese curds with this, a couple of brewskis, you know, swung by some, maybe even gone to see the butter carvings, which is something I have never been able to peep out.
Is that something you wanted to do?
Yeah, it is something I actually want to see, is people carve butter. To me, that looks neat.
It is. I mean, what's always interesting is when you have like the queen of butter, whatever they call them. I'm so sorry. I don't know what the terminology is. But they're in that that windowed refrigerator.
Yeah.
And they're in their gown, but they're like they're clearly freezing their you know what's off. And it's really just like, is it worth it? Is it worth to be immortalized in butter? But maybe it is. I don't know. I've never had the opportunity, Adam. Maybe if I was given it, maybe, just maybe, I would be okay with it. I don't know.
I figure I should be immortalized in butter because I ain't going to be immortalized in anything else.
Oh, this is not meant to be a downer show.
No, it's not, because I'm creamy and good.
Well, okay. All right. If there was ever a better segue, I think we've just got to it. Moving right along, you hear her soothing voice a couple times a week during my show, each week. And I felt it was time to bring her on to talk about all the stuff that she does with the hypnotherapy. She's an author. We're going to talk some paranormal today. She has a paranormal experience she wants to share with us. And there's so much to her, and there's such a great story, and so much all of us can learn from her. And so we're going to be talking with Pamela Marie Topchian. And you, like I said, with hypnotherapy or hypno breakthrough, she offers a lot of great help for people. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about a lot of other stuff today. So it's going to be talking about self-help. We're also talking paranormal. So, we're going to keep the balance going here, though. But I'm really, really excited to have her on. She's a good friend and someone who I love just listening to. Pamela, welcome to Ghost Box Radio.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you so, so much. What a great intro. You are too kind.
Well, it's you. I mean, it's you. It's not, I didn't make anything up. So, no, you're the one that's doing well. I would like to also invite all of our listeners to join into the conversation. To do so, to ask a question to Pamela, you can call in at 952-946-6205 or email us a comment or question. The email address for the station is comment@am950radio.com. We're live on AM 950 Radio, but also streaming video on the following Facebook pages. You can watch us on AM 950, Things Network, MN Ghostbox, Free Spirited Network, RU Media, Skeleton Key Network, and Temple of Phoenix Rising Entertainment. So please go there and support those pages as well. Feel free to leave a question on any of those pages you're watching from, as I am monitoring the comments on everything. So we have that. Now, the first serious question I have, Pamela, have you ever had a butter sculpture done of you?
I was laughing when I heard that. No, and I don't think that I've ever heard of that other than like the little lambs that are for sale in butter at Easter time or whatever. There's probably turkey butter, sculptures at Thanksgiving too, but But no, I have never seen people doing butter sculptures of other people. How interesting. Yeah.
Well, you know, perhaps, you know, probably the big thing here is in Minnesota, I'm assuming like Wisconsin would also be doing it as well, is, you know, it's the dairy capital of right. the world. So my guess is that's right. where that's from. I mean, honestly, the state fair here, which is going on right now, and I plan on going to this week, is probably one of the biggest in the country. And we take it all extraordinarily seriously with all of the food vendors and the fact that, I mean, I think a lot of places just have like grounds that they like move the cars away and stuff and have their state fair, where Minnesota has these grounds that have buildings on it that date back to the 20s. And it's, I mean, like I wow. said, we take it very, very seriously. Well, they do. I haven't been in probably yeah. about 15 years, but this week I'm planning on rectifying that. And the reason also is talking with Adam up front. A lot of the broadcast stations and whatnot, they do all of their broadcasts. The TV and radio stations do all the broadcasts, except Ghost Box Radio, from the Minnesota State Fair. So, you know, I just don't know. Adam, I'm just going to – I'm not one to keep a grudge, so that's the good part about this. I'm going to be okay about it. So let's talk about what really matters, okay? So let me start with yet another story that about a year and a half ago, I think it was, that I went to Pamela for some help, and we did some therapy through the phone, and it was hypnotherapy. I didn't realize at the time that you're doing it, and one day I think I just read or might have watched one of the many appearances that you make on different podcasts and web programs and whatnot, and it was like really interesting mm-hmm. To do so, and I needed help, and you were there. And I think people get a little – they're unsure, I think, what hypnotherapy is. What is hypnotherapy?
Right. Yeah, there's so much in the media and movies. And people often think about the hypnosis shows, you know, the stage hypnosis.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not that at all, of course, you know. So hypnotherapy is really just using the hypnotic state in a therapy, in a therapeutic model. And it just feels very much like a guided meditation, but it's deeper. And we use relaxation techniques and visualization techniques sometimes. Depending on how visual and receptive the client is. Some people are not very visual, and so we just give instructions to the subconscious mind once you're in that quiet state within yourself. And we give instructions, and you are just in between that sleep and wake state where your subconscious mind is more focused and more receptive to the suggestions. So it really just feels like a guided meditation. Some people remember every single word and some people don't. And either way is totally fine. It still works regardless.
What I found very interesting about that when I went through it with you, and, you know, I don't mind talking about doing it with you because, mm-hmm. First of all, it was very helpful. And I think that there is a great wealth of help that you give people by doing this. But I remember the thing that stuck out. So luckily, we didn't do it about how to speak properly, because then I would have said that didn't work. What stood out for me was that you were just like, if you fall asleep, I'll just hang up after I'm done, because it's so, yeah. it's just so soothing. And what you need to plant, what we need to receive as a message still happens when we're asleep.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like a dream sometimes, you know. If you're having a dream, sometimes you remember it and sometimes you don't. But it's still in there. It's still in your subconscious mind. It's still in there deep somewhere, that dream that you had. So it's still there with you. It's still all within you. And yeah, people very often fall asleep, and I will ask them ahead of time. I don't always just hang up if somebody falls asleep. But I will usually ask people, do you want me to make sure that you're awake? Or if you have somewhere you need to be, you might want to set an alarm. you know, or do you want me to go ahead and hang up? And as you know as well, I usually try to get people to do them in the evening after their day so they don't have to get right back into their conscious mind and start going about their regular daily activities. So they can just sort of relax and, you know, go to sleep soon after and sort of let that process through. And I feel like that things happen faster for them. They see the results faster if they're able to have it at the end of their day rather than the beginning of the day. And that's one thing, too, that I really love about it being on the phone, or I do Zoom calls as well if people really feel like they want to see the person doing this. But I feel like when you're in your own home and you don't have to get back in your car and drive back home and everything, it just is going to sink in deeper and just marinate in there longer and just process through. And I feel like the results, you know, the desired results happen faster by being in your own home and just being able to relax at the end of the day after your session.
I can imagine that. I don't know if it would undo it, right? But I mean, it's just the idea of like, the point is you want to take that message in and you want to kind of be kind of chill with it. And you don't want to just now I got to get back to the stress of everything else. That even some of that, even some of that stuff is maybe what you're trying to get away from in the session. Oh, it's really strange. Why don't we do this? Because I'm getting some questions, and I want to get to those. So okay. let's take a break, and we're going to really delve into what this hypnotherapy can really be used for, and how Pamela can help you. Because these are very important. We have some questions. We'll talk about a lot of different things.
Great.
You are listening to Ghostbox Radio on AM 950. Welcome back to Ghostbox Radio on AM 950. My name is Greg Bach, and thank you for joining us today. We are talking with author and hypnotherapist Pamela Marie Taptian. You can find out a lot more about her and what she offers and how she can help you. You just heard the radio commercial. You can go to hypnobreakthrough.com. And don't forget, folks, you can call in if you have a question, 952-946-6205. That's 952-946-6205. I am also streaming on a number of Facebook pages, which I'm going to right now. And Don has a question for Pam. Pamela, how does hypnotherapy work, and can you use it for healing your past? And I'd like to expand on that, if I may, and kind of, I think it's a good question of what can it do, and maybe also what can't it do?
Yeah. So to get to Don's question first, a big part of what hypnotherapy is going back into your past to find out where the core of trauma or just whatever issues, even if it's just unhealthy habits, usually that's something from your childhood. And, you know, since we're on a paranormal page, or a station, you know, even past life stuff that you don't know where it came from, but you have this either trauma or even just unhealthy habits or things that you're not sure where it started, but you just have tried everything maybe and nothing's working. And it just helps to get down deep into the core of where that started and to release those blocks, release those obstacles, to just, you know, we do regression therapy, but also progression therapy, which is then you visualize the future and you focus on what you want out of life rather than focusing so much on what you don't want. So how it works is, I don't know that we even know the mechanism in the brain of how that works, but the subconscious mind is so much more focused than the conscious mind. And the conscious mind is just sort of busy out there in the world, you know, and people talk about not being able to turn their thoughts off. The subconscious mind is underneath that and can help you to quiet that conscious mind. And once we do that, then we address whatever issues are going on. And sometimes, you know, more often than having a specific issue that people want to work on, they just know that they feel stuck in a rut. They know that they feel st- stuck in their life. They know they're getting more anxious. They just want more peace in their life. They just want to know, how can I learn to just be and not be so anxious or so depressed or stuck in my life and wanting to move on in their life? So what it can't do is, it doesn't cure anything. It doesn't diagnose anything. And it doesn't, it's not a replacement for your medical doctor if you're on medications for depression or, you know, any mood-altering medications. People have been able to get off of those medications through the use of hypnotherapy, but never, never, never stop those on your own.
Right, right.
Always make sure that, you know,
You or the patient, they're not making that determination. It's from the work that's being right. done that the doctor then can make the determination.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Wow. That's a really good description of everything, first of all. Because I think that's really good. Helpful. You know, and I think the thing is like, I would really like to see, because I've had a number of people say to me through the ads that are played, come to me. There was somebody even this week that just when I met with him, he said he wanted to do it. And mm-hmm. I would love to be able to push some people your way and do it.
Yeah.
And the thing,
thank you.
And the thing is, it's like when they get to you, it's not like, oh, here's, let's start anything. That there's a consultation and a session, a free session, if I'm not mistaken, mm-hmm. right?
Absolutely. So I have a free consultation, and that includes a sample, like a deep relaxation sample session, so that the person can see how it feels for themselves and how it's going to work over the phone. And we're not working on anything at that point. We're just helping the person to relax down so they can see how relaxed they can get through the phone, through these techniques, and then they can decide if they want to work on whatever it is that they want it to work on using this technique. And I'm so happy to answer anything, address anything, you know, during that consultation. I give a brief description, kind of like what I just did here, because it's really hard for anybody to understand what it's all about without having at least a sample session, you know,
right.
Until you experience it yourself. It's just like so many other things, you know, just like love or just like birth or just like pain, you know, anything. You don't know, you can't explain it. The person has to feel those things for themselves.
No, and that's just it. And I would also feel, I feel like since I've gone through this, that, you know, mm-hmm. if you're getting anything out of the session, the sample session or whatever else, and I don't even know if I did the sample, I might have, I forget, because I think I was just raring to go. But it's just like, if you're getting anything, yeah. it's worth doing more. It's worth the, I mean, it's, that's the point. It's, nothing ever happens within one session. There is work that needs to be done. So, you know what I mean? I
just, sometimes, yeah. Actually, though, sometimes people do get, like, they're just on that edge. Maybe they've been through all different other kinds of more traditional therapy. Maybe they're getting Reiki, other sure. kinds of energy work, and they're really working on all this stuff, and they just want to try this to get them just over that last hump or just to, you know, through that last block. It's like something is still, I can feel it's getting better, but I don't know what else to do. So we do a hypnotherapy session, and that might be all they need. It might be just one. And you never know until you go in. You never know how deep it is. Somebody might say, well, I need to, you know, quit smoking. And I think, you know, I just want to try three sessions, you know. And okay, you know, and you'll know by those three sessions, is it going to need a sure. lot more? Or are you really receptive and are you almost there? You don't know until you go in.
No, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Before we head off to break, we have about a minute and a half before we go to break. Greg Haas had asked the question to you that he has hypnotherapy for pain management. Do you do that, Pam?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, yes, yes. That's a huge one. And it works so well. I wish more people would do that. Yeah, it works so well for that. Even if you're just able to relax for the time that you're in the hypnotherapy, and even if you're just getting the pain relief during that time or just for that day, you know, how great is that, you know, without any medication or without any added medication or anything, you know, any surgeries or anything, and right in your own home, too. You know, it's so awesome for that. Yeah, I love it. Yeah, definitely.
That's good to know. Greg,
I got a little excited there. But yeah.
Right. No, I mean, and that's a really good one. And Greg, I appreciate that question because that's a really mm-hmm. important one. And I bet a lot of people are just like, that would be something I'd like to look into. Pain is in so many, it's such a gambit of what that could be to people. I totally get that. And folks, I'm going to just ask, if anyone goes to hypnobreakthrough.com and they work with Pamela, and you did so because you heard her on this show or heard the commercials, could you please let them know or let her know that you heard about it through Ghostbox Radio or AM 950? Because we are trying to all try to work together on this. And we're just curious to know if what we're doing is breaking through for her, it's so to speak, no pun intended, you know. So, and we just really want to help her as much as we possibly can. Let's do this. Let's take another break. When we come back, we're going to switch over to paranormal. Pamela wants to talk a little paranormal, but don't be afraid if you still have questions for her on hypnotherapy. You can ask them all throughout the show, and we'll move back to that subject a little bit later, too. You're listening to Ghostbox Radio on AM 950. So Adam, I've just come to realization. I mean, I've heard that commercial with me for over 2 years now, and I think it really hit me as I'm pretty serious about that, aren't I? Do you believe in ghosts? I mean, I just feel like I want to like go to people's houses and ask that, like very aggressively, obviously.
It's like that old 1-800 crime dog commercial, you know, from McGriff the Crime Dog. It's like, did you see a criminal? Do you believe in the paranormal? We will shake you down if you don't.
I should wear that. I should wear that suit that has all question marks on it too. You know, like the guy, the tax guy or something.
Yes, I remember that guy.
Do you believe in a 401k? Because that's really haunted. That's not real at all. That's more fake than the paranormal. That was pretty eye-opening hearing that. And then I hear Pamela's stuff, and it's very soothing and calm, and I'm like a walking mushroom cloud, you know. I'm just like, no, it's not the same, is it? So
will you have Pamela cut the next one?
Anyone could cut the next one, probably, quite frankly. Everyone, I always want to talk about Enchanted Boutique, and have you been there recently? There's always a lot of good stuff going on there, and please remember to support our friends at Enchanted Boutique. Please support locally. This wonderful metaphysical store offers products such as books, candles, tarot cards, crystals, plus classes and services. They are also truly wonderful people. You know, we're going to get them on here again pretty soon, but they were out traveling, Adam, to Michigan Paracon. Which
I'm jealous.
I know that I wanted to go out there. I almost did, but then it fell through. Once again, State Fair won't have me. Michigan Paracon won't have me. So I don't know. But you can visit Enchanted Boutique at their location, 1860 Beam Avenue, Maplewood, Minnesota. You can go to their Facebook page, Enchanted Boutique MN, and also their website, enchantedboutiquemn.com. Folks, even if you're not in Minnesota, please go there, check out what they're offering, because there's a lot of great stuff there. Check out their social media channels and follow them and support them, please. Really appreciate it. Also, Parafriends Events are back with two new events in Holton, Kansas, September 16th and 17th at the Haunted Hotel Josephine. That place is outstanding. I'm going to be there to take part as well. On September 16th will be the Lake House, which was featured on an episode of Discovery Plus's Travel Channel's Ghost Hunters earlier this year. And September 17th at Hotel Josephine. These two locations are absolutely incredible. We were just there, and the activity was just out of sight. It was really a lot of fun. We weren't at the Lake House. We're going to do that. That sounds like that's more haunted of the two. It's also worth saving up, taking a road trip, last hurrah before I was going to say before October, but we got a whole bunch of events we're going to announce for October. So just start saving and go to all of them. And if you buy overnight tickets, you can stay on the property at both locations both nights. They're two separate events. Check out all the details of these events by clicking on the Hotel Josephine event banner found on my show page on AM950radio.com. Also, if you miss Ghost Box Radio with Greg Bakken Live, AM950 replays these episodes Saturday nights at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, or you can listen literally anytime by going to Spotify or iTunes. After listening, please leave a positive review for my show. I would greatly appreciate it. Now we return to Miss Pamela Marie Topchian as we talk more about hypnotherapy, hypnobreakthrough.com. Go there, schedule a meeting with her and get figured out what you need to do. Don't forget, folks, you can call in 952-946-6205 or leave a question or a comment. And I'm going to say, Pamela, before we get to everything else, Greg just said, Pam is a wonderful lady, and I'm glad I've met her. Isn't that nice?
Oh, very nice. Thank you.
That was very nice. That was very nice. So, you said that you had a paranormal experience that you would like to share.
Yeah, I have had paranormal experiences my whole life, honestly, but I have one that I wanted to share on the show and get your take on it. And maybe some other of your listeners, you know, can, chime in and give me some insight.
Would love
to. So this was a very confusing one for me. So I was fighting with something like a shapeless mass, almost like smoke in my sleep, although it felt very real. I didn't feel like I was sleeping, but just logically you think, well, I must be sleeping because, you know, this is so weird, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I was fighting with this thing and I wasn't scared, but I had to really seriously fight it off and yell at it and kick and punch it and everything else. Even though it was shapeless, you know, but I was able to get it off of me and away from me. And then, so then I was fighting with this thing and I was able to, you know, to get it off of me and get it away. And then next thing I knew, I was in my living room on the couch. Now it's not unusual for me. If I can't sleep, I get up. I don't just stay in bed and lay there. I get up and I go out in my living room if I can't sleep. Mm-hmm. But next thing I know, I'm out in the living room and I didn't remember walking out there at all. And so then in the morning, I wake up, I'm in bed. And I didn't remember going back to bed either. So that was very strange. And my husband said that I was really active and moving around a lot in my sleep, which is unusual because I usually sleep very still when I do sleep. And also, he said he didn't remember feeling or hearing me get up at all. So I don't know what that was all about. And it sounds terrifying, but I wasn't scared. I'm just more curious about it. It just felt like when I was fighting it off, it like I knew that I was going to win. It's just like something I had to do.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting. First thing that comes to my mind, I'd love to hear what everyone else has to say because, you know, who knows what's the right one. It sounds to me that you may have had like more of an out-of-body experience than necessarily a paranormal experience. And the reason why I say that is I've had a number of people tell me, and I have not been able to astral project, which I'd love to. I'd love to be able to do so. But I've talked to other people who seem to manage and do it very well on a regular basis. When what they've run into is that there are other beings that is not just like Peter Pan and you're flying around, but there are other beings that you can't, you don't know what they are, and that they are, some of them are very aggressive. And there's a friend of mine up in Duluth who he does it all the time, and he would say he'll leave his body, he'll basically go out the window, and there'll be like a shadow waiting for him and will like charge him. So I wonder if it's something similar to that.
Yeah, that sounds like it. And I never even considered that I had left my own body and, you know, went to a different realm or a different space, you know, have my soul go somewhere else to encounter this being that I had to fight off. And then somehow ended up feeling like I was in my living room and then back in bed when I woke up. So, yeah.
I mean,
interesting, huh?
A possibility for sure. You know, and the thing is about that too, and I always wonder about this, you know, as you point out and as you, you know, make it your business of implanting, you know, and helping people by getting in into there. Implanting is not the right word. But
right.
And I know you're just like, no, that you're not actually helping. But the thing is, it's like, is that subconscious, you know, do we do astral projection while we're in a different realm of sleep that maybe our regular conscious is not aware of, but it's all happening. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I mean, it's a very interesting mm-hmm. thought.
It is. And there's no way to know exactly what it was or what's happening for sure. But yeah, I already have a different perspective. I didn't even think about that. But I do believe that we all, as we dream, if we sleep deeply, I do believe that we leave our bodies. I think it's just sort of kind of a natural thing that we do, and yep. most of us don't remember it.
No.
And, yeah, that's my belief anyway.
And
yeah.
I also think, too, that when you have people say to me all the time, like my grandma, who I love and we're so close with, since she died, she has not come to me once. And I always say to mm-hmm. say to those people, but that's what like in their dreams, I always say, well, at least as far as you can remember. You don't remember everything.
Right.
You know, your dreams that seem like they take like
right.
hours take minutes or seconds.
Right.
So,
you know, you,
yeah.
I think we've all had this experience to where you're so tired, but you have to stay awake for whatever reason, whether you're driving or whether you're, you know, at work or something, and you nod off for maybe like a half a minute, like not even that long. You
yep.
nod off and you have a dream in like a second. It's so interesting. Yeah. And you know, I would like to say to those people who maybe they feel like their loved ones don't visit them in their dreams, if you wake up and you're thinking of that person, or if that person, you know, you think of that person or something reminds you of that person, they probably did come to you. You don't remember the dream, but you still feel them around you, or you feel their love around you, or just they're coming into your consciousness, just thinking about them and remembering them.
I think
so they probably did.
I think that's a very good point. I also think, and this is a little controversial perhaps, that those near-death experiences that mm-hmm. you go and you know, the whole family is coming to you and stuff, I wonder mm-hmm. if those are the same things, though, as what we talk about when you wake up in the morning, your alarm clock goes off at 6, but it's 5:57 and you just drift to sleep and you feel like mm-hmm. that you've been sleeping forever. It's like, what happens if somebody if somebody resuscitates you and your brain starts working again and it's that quick moment that all this happens? I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I would like to be wrong yeah. on this. I would love to be wrong on this because that gives a lot of people hope. It's a life-changing event. But I do wonder about that
right.
a little bit.
Yeah. And, you know, I am a former nurse, and I've worked with a lot of people that were dying. And
yeah.
almost anybody that is still able to speak will tell you, they see, you know, really older people will see their parents
yeah.
waiting for them, so much more so than like their friends or their husband or their wife. They see their parents, like they're going back home or going back to the comforting, you know, love of their parents, you know, whether it's just mom or just dad or both of them. But it's just really amazing. They see them in the room, or they, you know, start talking to them.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
No, I totally agree. And I think that it's, I mean, this is, I mean, we could go down a complete wormhole with this because there's so much,
yeah.
so
yeah.
much to cover. But I think what we're going to do, because I got some questions and some comments here. Why don't we take one last break, and then we'll talk a little bit more about everything, tie it all together, answer some questions, and then hopefully we'll get some people to start talking with you about everything. So why don't we do that? When we come back, we're going to finish our conversation with Pamela Marie Topchian. You're listening to Ghost Box Radio on AM 950. And And next week on Ghost Box Radio with Greg Bakken, I'm going to play an interview with the brilliant Matthew Neen. Now, Matthew, who is a genius, and I've talked about doing this before, and it just never had the chance to edit it together. It's a conversation from a little while back. Matthew found himself on a UFO one night. And he explains what it was like in extreme detail. This, folks, this was not a dream. This was not, and there is a lot of information to back up Matthew's character. When I say he's a genius, I will get into it in the show as long as I get it edited by this weekend. But I'll tell you, there is a lot of good information here, and I think that you are going to be very impressed once you hear about it, once you hear about Matthew, once you hear about how it started and how it ended. Very, very interesting stuff. Now, for our final segment, we're talking with author and hypnotherapist Pamela Marie Topchian. We've been talking about a lot of different things. You can find out a lot more about her at hypnobreakthrough.com. Schedule a session, schedule a consultation. Now, Pamela, we had somebody call in during the break talking about what you went through, what you explained in the last segment. And Bob says that it sounds similar to when the caller is a lucid dreamer. It may have been a dream within a dream, as lucid dreamers seem to be able to control the dream as well. So, you know,
okay.
I mean, there's a lot of different things that play here. You know, Jill in the comments says, Pamela was meant for hypnotherapy. Her voice is perfect for I could fall into a trance just listening. Now, I'm going to be honest, Pamela, that is a nice way of basically saying I could fall asleep listening to you. You do know that, right?
Right. And, you know, it's funny because I will have a lot of people that once they've had hypnotherapy with me, they'll say, I just listen to your voice no matter what you're talking about, and you start to relax. I also have past clients of mine that I will suggest, you know, other guided meditations and things that are online, and that, you know, if they want to continue with that, and they'll say, it's not the same. It's not your voice. So it's not the same.
That's
so
nice.
Yeah, I get that a lot.
Well, and also too, we do have a warning when we play a radio commercial. We're just like, don't be driving when this comes on the air. Pull over.
Yeah.
So. So, okay, so we've been talking about a lot of things tonight, and over on the comments section, Mort wanted to know, because he's had past life regression sessions, and he didn't have anything come up, and he just wanted you to say if you had any clients that had their session really stand out. And I mean, obviously there's certain limitations to what you can say, but has there been anything that's just like, no, we've had some really interesting things happen?
Well, one thing that stood out to me right away when you said that, the first thing I thought of was I had this client that was in recovery from addiction and really was looking to quit smoking.
Mm-hmm.
So just quit smoking cigarettes. They were already in recovery. They had already conquered that, you know, and they just wanted to quit smoking now. So this person said to me after the first session, they said, I have done a lot of LSD in my life and I have never been on a trip like that. So that just really stood out to me, that was just kind of a funny one, you know, and how deep that person went and how visual it was for them and everything. I don't have, everybody is so amazing. I just love people and I love hearing, you know, how people's lives improve and how they're working on themselves. And it just, to me, I feel like we're so connected. We're all connected to each other that when we work on ourselves and when we begin to heal within ourselves, we're also helping to heal the world. And that sounds really profound, but I do believe it because, you know, with the ripple effect and, you know, we talk about raising your vibrations. Well, that's what that's all about. And if you're starting to heal within yourself, you're also going to be healing the rest of us as you go, you know, healing the world around you. And it just, to me, that's the biggest thing that I just love so much about it. And that's with everybody that I work with. That's, like, not one stands out other than that one just funny little story.
So because Jill on Facebook, she asked if you had gotten any alien abduction clients for hypnotherapy or anything like that.
I have not. No, I have not. And I don't really market or promote anything to do with paranormal stuff or anything in that kind of realm or anything. So I haven't, but I would be happy to work with anybody that was interested in going there or seeing what came up for them if they feel like they had an abduction and they're not sure. What we would do is just go in and ask the subconscious to show them anything that they're ready to see and see what comes up, or ask them if they, you know, I don't think I would use the word alien or use the word abduction or even UFO, but just anything that is deep within there that they're ready to see, or that if they need clarity about anything, something like that. I wouldn't want to put words, like you were talking about implanting anything in there. I wouldn't want to put any words that might suggest something that wasn't what was really in there already.
No, no. I mean, and plus, I mean, that, I mean, if you did run across somebody who did that, you'd have to keep it to yourself. And that's, I mean, not that that's the hard part, but it is kind of like, wow, look at this. And there's nothing you could do about it. Nothing you could say. It's totally, you know, it totally is, you know, patient.
Confidential. Yeah.
It's crazy. That's great. So as we're wrapping up here, the point here is that, people can reach you at hypnobreakthrough.com, right? And and the thing is, take a look at the whole website. There's a lot to it. There's a lot of information, including the story about Pamela, some other interviews that she has done that might be worth looking at for you to kind of get a good idea of who she is. What we didn't even talk about yet, which, you know, we can save that for another time, is the fact that, you know, you have a book. I didn't come this far to only come this far. Which is on Amazon. So please go and check out. I mean, there's so much information, Pamela, that everyone can get from you. I mean, that would be pretty cool to do that, I think.
Yeah, thank you so much. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's good. And I mean, and then once again, you go in there and you can get a free consultation and a sample session, right?
Absolutely. Yep. And they can also, you know, all my social media stuff, I'm on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook with Hypno Breakthrough. So, you know, they can go to anywhere that they are at. I know you have a lot of Facebook people watching right now. So, you know, Hypno Breakthrough on Facebook or like I said, Instagram or Twitter. Also, right, my personal page. I don't mind getting messages, you know, from at Pamela Marie Topchian. You know, I don't mind getting messages there either.
Sounds good.
And feel free to reach out. You know, I don't all want right anybody to feel like they're not sure about
I'm gonna,
it.
I'm so, going
to
cut you off. I'm going to cut you off. We're out of time. Okay. We'll be back next week with Matthew Neen. Thank you, everyone.